I've got a bit of a neat story and a neat bloke beside me too. We're going to discuss the word of the day today, Matthew Tukaki, which is
catastrophizing. Now, I'm going to message Shane Jones because I don't want to get this wrong. I'm stupefied, another word of the day, as to what catastrophizing actually means.
Well, you know, what it means is that when Shane Jones is coming onto our program, everyone should rush out and reach for their thesaurus.
This is the thing about Shane. I mean, and I said this to Rangi earlier. I really enjoy listening to his command of Te Reo Māori and his description of words like this morning, kaitiakitanga.
He's listening.
He's probably out fishing somewhere.
He's listening.
But then he comes up with this word catastrophizing, and for a moment in time I think to myself, am I in a parallel English universe?
Well, listen, I just can't handle anti-disestablishmentarianism.
It's like when Trump says, I've obliterated all those weapons in Iran. Clearly he hadn't. And at some point, I'm sure he used the word obliterization. So is that worse than obliterate? Is it got a nuclear? It's a catastrophe. Anyway. Weird day.
It's always, he's entertaining. And,
hell yeah.
He rolls on through, doesn't he? Is he going to lead the party one day?
I don't know, but I mean, look, Ron Mark's back, you know. Former defence minister, former deputy leader, I think Ron Mark was. Got a lot of time for Ron. The work that he's done in Ukraine, former defence minister, former serving army officer, incredible individual. Shane might have some competition.
Really?
But then you got Tane Randall. I mean, you don't want to be the All Black captain and be an All Black captain if you don't want to be the leader of something else, right?
Well, I haven't heard from Tane Randall.
No, and people say, I look like Tane. No one said that but me and a couple of guys in a pub in George Street, Sydney, but hey, I'll go with it.
Well, there's been some other names afforded you, Matthew Tukaki, along the way. Tomorrow's the unemployment figures. Yeah. And
Serious now.
Well, look serious then.
Intelligence eyes.
Oh, up go the glasses. All right. So we know that the unemployment figures aren't going to be great.
No.
And of course, ours are double, Māori, and our kids have got no work to go out to. These are difficult times. What are you expecting tomorrow with the unemployment stats?
Look, I don't think the unemployment numbers are going to go down. I think they are either going to remain where they are or go slightly up. I think we've got a broader issue with the economy. And one of the interesting things about Shane's conversation this morning about, you know, what's going on with fisheries, exploration, these sorts of things, play into what is shaping up to be one of the biggest issues in the election, which is the economy. We know that retail spending is down. We know that business confidence has taken a bit of a hit. We know that that's impacting the Māori economy potentially as well. And so I don't see really any bright shoots this side of Christmas.
And that's the reality for us as we move forward into the election.
Yeah.
We've heard too today from the Greens, who continue rolling on, and this issue with Winston, is it a distraction? You've got the emergence of the ACT mouthpiece. And
Paul Henry, oh God.
What are you making of that?
You know, sometimes you should just stick to your day job. I mean, look, I think the issue with Winston Peters versus Lawrence in the Parliament should be picked up by the Speaker. There are rules that they need to all play by. If it's going to be referred to the Privileges Committee, then do that. If not, move on. We've all got bigger fish to fry. Is it the big kaupapa of the day? I don't think so. But Marama's got a really good point. Actually, it's about leadership. And she said on your show this morning that the Prime Minister needs to grow a spine. Because the broader issue is now, what does that mean for our relationship with China? It's very rare that an ambassador basically picks up the phone and wants to go to the Ministry of Foreign Affairs and Trade for a bit of a talk. It's normally the other way around. The Foreign Affairs Ministry calls them in for a bit of a talk. So I think the adults in the room would say, let's all not drop the ball on this. Our reputation, it's like the English language, but I mean, I've been reading about this morning. And The Guardian and CNN basically are reporting internationally about this English language bill with a mass amount of confusion about why. What's the point? What is the point?
Well, from Shane, I sort of took that the threat is the amount of migrants coming into New Zealand and will change the social fabric and their Therefore, the New Zealand lexicon, and we can't have that.
And strangely enough, the majority of these migrants come from English-speaking countries, or at least where English language is the second language, or at least the international language of business where they come from. So that makes no sense. The fact of the matter is that we now are one of the only countries, I mean, not even Mother England has English language enshrined in legislation. Why? Because it's a stolen language. It's picked up from French, German, Spanish. They basically nicked it.
And now they're trying to nick kaitiaki. Better watch out.
Well, it wouldn't surprise me if some bugger over in Mother England tried to copyright it. I mean, there's this fantastic program on the ABC about called What the British Stole. And, you know, let's face it, they've been pinching words, they've been pinching all sorts of stuff for years. I just think everyone needs to focus on the real game in town, which is people's cost of living, expenses are going up, jobs are not being, let's just say, not being
made. Vote, Matthew.
Yeah, anyway. Preach.
Vote.
Preach.
Wasn't Chloe Swarbrick kicked out of the House for using the term spineless?
Well, you know, I've heard, I mean, do you remember the days when Trevor Mallard and Toe Henley, I think it was, had a dust up in the corridor? You know, I mean, look.
Those were the days,
punch up,
my
dust
friend,
up, bit of buffet. Yeah. I mean, you know me, I love a bit of buffet. But I think they all just need to calm down.
Oh, here he is.
Calm down.
Guru Matthew.
You know, and also our little lady, she won her title fight this morning, or not title fight, but won her fight this morning, had her Emma. Little Miss had her on the show the other day.
Yeah.
Now that's the big issue I'm focused on.
Oh, look at that. What's trending on the Wātea websites at the moment, mate?
My cousin Navajo Sterling, otherwise now known as my upgraded whangai child. What's going on the Wātea website? A lot.
Yeah.
Big focus on our main story coming up in the weekend, which is on fisheries. How climate change is forcing fish to move and whether or not our quotas are moving with the fish. They're clearly not, and therefore what impact that's going to have on the Māori economy and Māori jobs.
And do you know that they're now charging to park at Goat Island?
Doesn't surprise me.
Look at that. Matthew Tukaki with us. Thanks very much, Matt.
Cool.
WateaNews.com. Matthew oversees itself. If there's anything crook in there, anything going awry, it's his fault, okay? He is subtly catastrophizing our website day in and day out. Thank you, Matthew.